Wow, it's been a while since I've done one of these. Well, I can't really guarantee I'll keep doing it, because I've been really consistent. I just do it whenever I feel like it. But anyway, today we're going to be talking about, two things. Two people, I guess. People, entities, things. Which is Eren Yeager versus Tomura Shigaraki. First up is Eren Yeager. He has the ability to turn into the 15-meter attack titan. Oh, by the way, this takes place before he unlocks the founder, so he doesn't have Skeletal Titan yet. But it's, I'd say, if you watch the show, this would be, like, a few episodes after he gets the Warhammer, like on the episode Judgment. Anyway, he has the ability to turn into the 15-meter attack titan. He also has the abilities of the Warhammer, allowing him to use hardening to, or I guess manipulate hardening, to create, like, objects and weapons or anything he needs. I'm pretty sure, I think I looked this up. He can run up to 85 miles per hour. He can lift, I don't exactly know how much that weighed, but in Attack on Trust, he lifted the giant boulder, which I'd assume would be at least like 10 tons. So let's just say he can roughly lift like 10 to 15 tons. He's bested other titans, consisting of the Jaw Titan, the Armored Titan, Female Titan. He didn't kill Colossal, that was Armin that helped him. he attempted to, but got punted. Anyway. but that's just in his Titan form. In his human form, he's proven to be skilled in hand-to-hand combat. And this isn't, maybe it is, and I just wasn't focusing, but he seemed to have had build up a very high pain threshold, considering every time he has to transform into his Titan, or he wants to, he has to feel immense pain and he bites his hand. So I assume, and also he gets like, by the way, spoilers, he gets shot through the head with the Titan's cannon and been beaten to the brink of death in his Titan form and still keeps fighting. So I'd assume he'd build up high tolerance. Anyway, and along with his Titan powers gives him the ability to regenerate pretty much any wound. It's evolved. Minor wounds will heal like in a matter of seconds. Because Armin had his gunshots healed very fast. And Eren Yeager is way more developed than the Armin, so it probably heals much, much faster. Anyway, we're on to Shigaraki. Tomura Shigaraki, he started off, this is season 6, Tomura, this is after he, gets revived from suspended animation and has All For One. Anyway, he has the ability to destroy anything he touches, and whatever is connected to it when he touches something with all five of his fingers. He has All For One, giving him the ability to take away other people's quirks. And some of the quirks he got with All For One, Super Regeneration, which allows him to heal any wound in quick succession. He's literally lost an arm and regenerated it really fast, like less than 10 seconds. He has radio waves, allowing him to cancel out or intercept any radio waves in his radius. He has air cannon, which allows him to shoot powerful concentrated shots of air, which can knock back and destroy most things. He has, what's it called? Oh, Rivet Stab, which allows him to shoot long, seemingly limitless blades from his fingertips. Another quirk he has is Heavy Payload, which boosts another quirk called Spring-Like Limbs, and also boosts Air Cannon, which allows him to jump very high in the air and use Air Cannon to propel himself through the air, so he can do aerial combat. Another thing he has... Shit, what was it called? Oh, yeah. He has Search, which allows him to pinpoint anybody's location. I'm not exactly sure of the limits of how many people he can pinpoint, but he found Deku with it, and he pinpointed the locations of everybody else there. So I'd imagine it's like roughly at least 50 people he can pinpoint at once. So, in my opinion, you probably have a different opinion, but I think, in terms of raw power, Eren Jaeger would win, because if Shigaraki didn't have Decay, he would stomp him out, like, no diff. But, since Shigaraki has Decay, and Eren, he does have the Warhammer, but, again, when Shigaraki awakened his Decay, and it decays anything connected to it, it would just go back to Eren. So I'd assume that Shigaraki would win, because if he tries to use ranged, he'll just decay the Warhammer spikes. But maybe he'd get impaled, I don't know. And Eren usually goes for hand-to-hand combat in his Titan form, so I feel like if he got near Shigaraki, he would just get turned to dust. But that's just my opinion. Again, you can have your opinion. That's just what I thought. Anyway, probably nobody's gonna listen to this because you've probably forgotten about it. But I just decided to come back to this because I was watching over my old ones, and I'm probably gonna do the same for this in the future. I'm just thinking, like, damn, I sucked ass. Anyway, that was my professional opinion on Eren Jaeger versus Tomura Shigaraki. Maybe I'll make another episode, maybe I won't. I probably will in the future, just maybe not anytime soon. I don't know. But hopefully I do. Later. Bye.